540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. One of two elderly Israeli women released by their Hamas captors has just described her ordeal. 85-year-old Yahavit Lifshitz's daughter translated.
My mom is saying that she was taken on the back of a motorbike with her body, with her legs on one side and her head on another side. That she was taken through the plowed fields with a man in front on one side and a man behind her. And that while she was being taken, she was hit by sticks.
Lifshitz's husband is among the more than 200 hostages still being held. So is the spouse of a 79-year-old woman who has also been freed. Israel says new airstrikes on Gaza have been targeting Hamas, not civilians. And then there were eight candidates for Speaker of the House of Representatives, which has been without leadership for 3 weeks now. One of the latest crop of hopefuls dropped out last night. Today, Republicans will cast secret ballots. CBS's Scott McFarlane from Capitol Hill.
They may be able to prune some of those names down and make this more of a two or three person race, and then a favorite can emerge.
Many of the candidates have been courting former President Trump for his support. An off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot is expected to be in court today to face charges, including attempted murder, after officials say he tried to shut down the plane's engines in mid-flight as he rode in the cockpit jump seat. Passenger Paul Steven.
Anyone who was a human being freaked out in that moment. I mean, we all were. We were told there was an event happening. We weren't told what type.
Joseph Emerson was handcuffed in the back of the plane, which made an emergency landing in Portland. No one was injured. Highway crews outside of New Orleans are still cleaning up after a massive 158-car pileup that killed at least seven people. State Police Sergeant Kate Stegall.
As a result of the poor visibility, around 9 o'clock, we started receiving calls regarding crashes that occurred on I-55. That quickly developed into multiple crashes with multiple vehicles involved.
She says the combination of a super fog and smoke from a marsh fire created a perfect storm. The International Energy Agency predicts global oil, coal, and gas demand will peak by the year 2030, thanks in part to countries focused on cleaner forms of energy and transportation. And when it comes to
rats,
Charlie Brown might be interested to know Chicago has more of them than any other city in the country. Los Angeles is number two. New York's rat czar could be getting the job done. New York City drops to third. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Tuesday, a rainy Tuesday, October 24th, but still another beautiful day up north. Nice to have you up here from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network or using the app, by podcast or social media. It's nice to have you here, dodging the raindrops, enjoying a little bit of a warmer than normal October, late October day at this point. There is a big cool down on the way, but we've got some mild temperatures in store. And again, some raindrops, some thunder, some lightning. Some of us have been up since, let's see, I think it rolled through here about 3:15. So second cup of coffee is already on board. We're ready to jump into things. We're going to talk to Christina Laurie, as we do every Tuesday morning. She puts together some of the feature stories for our daily newsletter. And one of today's topics is based on a book about the things you need to see and do in Wisconsin before you die. So we ask, what's still hanging out there on your Wisconsin bucket list? And in fact, you don't even have to wait for Christina to join us at the bottom of the hour. You can go ahead and share that information right now. You can get on hold on the phones at 844-967-2789. You can also text that number, 844-967-2789. Let me bring up the text window here so that I actually see those texts when I come in. I find that to be extremely helpful, especially to you taking the time to do the texting. There we go. You can also text us or call us through the Civic Media app. If you don't have that on your phone yet, get it, because you can listen to all the different stations, all the different shows, because again, not every show is on every station across the network. So go on and get that, and then either text, call us, or email us, radio at upnorthnewswi.com. What is something you haven't yet done or seen in Wisconsin that you still want to do? Might be something obvious. Maybe you've never been to Lambeau Field and you want to see a Packer game. Maybe you've never seen the giant fiberglass muskie up in Hayward. You've been to the top of Tim's Hill or Rib Mountain. I've never spent a weekend in Door County. It's kind of on the bucket list for me. So we'll go over all kinds of ideas. In fact, I'm going to hit up Sam Davison in just a sec to see what, once you've seen Ringle, I know that, you know, there's probably more out there for you, but I mean, you're starting pretty high up on the list if you're right there, right?
Oh, of course. It's like, yeah, the small town to end all small towns.
You can't see the last small town from here, but you know, you're not that far away. Rib Mountain is just down. You can see that from where you are. Do you go up there?
Oh, yeah. I can see it from my backyard.
Mm-hmm. And is it something that you either have skied or climbed up or hiked?
Mm-hmm. I haven't like climbed on it in quite a few years. I did when I was a kid more, but I worked at mm-hmm. Granite Peak, the ski hill there for mm-hmm. A couple winters. But yeah,
you worked at the ski hill. What'd you do?
Mm-hmm.
Worked
the lifts there, the ski okay. lifts.
So how would you rate yourself as a skier?
Better than my brother. My brother.
It's good to have competition that way, yeah, with siblings. You know, I'm not that good, but I'm better than my brother. So that's what counts. So, so there, maybe that's one of the things that's on somebody's bucket list. Now that I've given you some time to mentally tap dance, do you have an obvious answer to something you want to see or do in Wisconsin that you haven't done yet?
That I haven't done yet? I'm not sure. I would need to see a list. But like all the things that you listed off, I'm pretty sure I've done all of those. I don't know if I've seen the giant muskie in Hayward. I don't know if I've been to Hayward before.
How about House on the Rock? Have you been there?
I was there just a couple weeks ago for the first time, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Taliesin, the Frank Lloyd Wright House, is there. Crystal Cave is a good place to go. So, all right. We'll come back to this. So we'll see what you've got as you think about things that you can do. And we'd love to have your thoughts, too, at 844-967-2789. In our second hour, we'll talk to journalist Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. We're going to cover the fall legislative session, where Republicans are nixing all kinds of ideas related to improving the economy, though they did rush along a stadium bill for the Brewers, and maybe too quickly, Dan says. He and I will also talk about whether PolitiFact got it right when addressing criticism of Congressman Derek Van Orden for being in Washington, D.C. during the 2021 insurrection. We'll also get the weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki, and we'll talk to Chad Holmes and see what he's got coming up on his radio show right after this one on Bull Falls Radio. Again, remember, our schedule changed yesterday for some of the shows, so let me review that again and again remind you that you can hear these on the website, civicmedia.us. You can hear them on the Civic Media app as well. But again, coming up at 8 o'clock now, across many Civic Media stations, will be Earl Ingram and his show based out of Milwaukee. But in Wausau at Bull Falls Radio, you'll still hear Chad Holmes at 8 o'clock. Madison, you'll still be hearing Stephanie Miller, and James and the gang in Wisconsin Rapids will still be doing their thing at 8 o'clock. Everybody else will be listening to Earl. And then they're all followed by As Goes Wisconsin, and then Todd Alba's show moves from, it had been 1 to 3, it's now on from noon to 2. So Todd Alba starts at noon now, and then Matt Flynn, the person who used to sit here in this morning chair and then moved to early afternoons for an hour, is expanding to 2 hours. Matt Flynn will be on from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, followed by the Devil's Advocates from 4 to 6, Dom and Crute, and Maggie Dawn at 6 p.m. And again, you can get all of this by heading over to civicmedia.us and downloading the Civic Media app as well. Let's take a break here, and when we come back, we'll unpack the news and tell you some of the things that have been on my mind as we watch events unfold in Wisconsin. Details coming up in a bit. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in